Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This interview is sponsored by a new and standout destination in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by longtime healthcare professionals Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora blends advanced technology with personalized care to help you feel your best. Whether it's whole body cryotherapy to reduce inflammation, an infrared sauna to detox and relax, LED light therapy to recharge at the cellular level, or assisted stretching to improve mobility, Alora has something for everybody. Their mission to provide science-backed wellness in a calm, welcoming space. Whether you're recovering from a tough workout, managing stress, or just investing in your long-term health, Alora is your modern approach to feeling better mind, body, and soul. Stop by 821 C Highway 12 right across from Kroger or explore more at aloramodernwellness.com.
Mississippi State's first SEC game of the year will be hosting the Tennessee Volunteers at the back end of the month of September. Our friend Ben McKee, Go Falls 24/7, joins us once again. And Ben, the truth of everything I always say is somewhere in the middle. There's a one scenario where Tennessee can look at what happened with Nico and say they made the absolute right decision because here we are, we're right back in the playoff. There's another scenario where, gosh, did we make the right decision? We're 7-5. What happened to us? I feel like the truth is somewhere in the middle there. What is your, you know, early camp thoughts of this Tennessee team?
I think they're going to be a good team. The question is how good. I think that they're an 8 or 9 win team. And I think it's going to determine how much the passing game holds them back. And that includes the quarterback. Of course, folks outside of Knoxville or folks outside of Tennessee's fan base, if Tennessee's passing game struggles this year, they're going to point at Josh Heupel and kind of make fun of him or joke about him for allowing Nico to walk. But the passing game issues are more than just the quarterback position. I mean, Nico himself needed to take a step forward this offseason. He did not meet expectations. His numbers from last year look a little bit better than they actually were because a lot of that production from Nico was in those cupcake non-conference games, beating up on NC State early in the year. His SEC numbers were not as good. So the quarterback is obviously a big question mark with Joey Aguilar, Jake Marklinger, technically the freshman George McIntyre is in the mix, but it would be a shocker if he won the job, even if he may have the most talent in the room. He's just a young pup and needs to put some meat on the bones. But the receiver position since that 22 season where Cedric Tillman, Jalen Hyatt, Brew McCoy, they really burst on the year. The receiver production has not been good enough the last two seasons since that year. And that's kind of drawn the ire of the media, of fans. So they need to figure some things out at the receiver position as well. I really like their tight end room. And I think that may have to be the strength of the passing game. But the passing game, I think, ultimately will determine just how successful they are. I really like the defense. I think they're going to be able to run the ball. I think the offensive line is going to be a bit better. And if they can get that off or the passing game to click, I mean, you are absolutely talking about a potential 10-win football team or a college football playoff team.
So if you're talking about, you know, replacing superstar players, you know, everybody talks about quarterback first, but at Tennessee, trying to replace Dylan Sampson, who I, you know, last year was by far the best running back in the conference, who are the guys that are first up in that role? Because I say this all the time with Tennessee, it's the same about Ole Miss, it's the same about Mississippi State, that we think this offense is this big play passing offense, and it is, but it is at the heart of it a running offense. Who runs the ball for Tennessee this year?
Oh, you are speaking Josh Heupel's love language. If you want to
run the ball, baby.
Yeah, he run the damn ball. That is Josh Heupel's MO right there. He would appease a lot of Alabama fans. And if you want to earn some brownie points with Josh Heupel, talk about his running game, because that's on the flip side of that, that's the quickest way to irritate him as well. If you allude to it being an air raid, he will quickly put you in his
place. Levy's the same way, yeah.
Yep, which is no surprise given the similarities in the offense. But the numbers speak for themselves. They produce every year in the running game. And that's not been just at Tennessee. Go back to Heupel's days at Missouri as an offensive coordinator. Go back to his days at UCF. They run the football regardless of who's along the offensive line, regardless of who's actually running the football. So it will be more by committee. I don't know that they're going to have that Jalen Wright or Dylan Sampson that one superstar back. But I do think, okay, Deshaun Bishop may not win SEC Offensive Player of the Year like Dylan Sampson did last year, but I do think Deshaun Bishop is going to be one of the better running backs in the SEC. And Peyton Lewis is a younger guy going into his second year who really, really looks good physically. He has superstar potential. He has big play potential, probably the better way to put it. And there's another guy in there, Star Thomas, a transfer from Duke. They brought in a kid from the mid-state here in Tennessee, the Nashville area, Dwayne Morris, who they flipped from USC, who has a lot of potential and kind of fits that Dylan Sampson mold of being a smaller back. And Dylan's ability to produce in this offense as a smaller back is actually what sold Dwayne Morris on coming to Tennessee. So he's not going to be the main guy, but he's going to be a guy that maybe in a pinch could give you some production. So it's going to be more by committee, but that's not because they lack guys that can get the job done. They just have multiple guys that can get the job done, and I think it's going to be a real asset for Heupel this season.
You mentioned the offensive line. Some new faces there, a couple of transfers coming in, and then a guy I'm very intrigued by, David Sanders, one of the number one, number two offensive line recruit in the country, depending on what service you want to look at. Like I said, some new faces there. How quickly can they come together and be a strength for this offense?
Yeah, Tennessee's trying to figure that out. And I mentioned earlier that I do think the offensive line is going to be better than last season. But that's more of a prediction at the moment than something that is concrete. It could very well be the same, which would not be good enough. Because in the games that really mattered last year for Tennessee, the Georgia game in Athens, Ohio State in the playoffs, they got bullied in the trenches, and it's why they lost those games. Even when they were upset on the road at Arkansas, offensive line play was not good enough at all. And that's been the difference in Heupel being able to go win 11 games in year two. And, you know, I know the record – I think the record looks a little bit better than the team actually was last season in the playoff appearance. I think they benefited from the schedule. Maybe the record doesn't back it up, but just kind of an above average team the last 2 years. And I think it's because of the play in the trenches, especially at offensive line. You have Lance Hurd at left tackle, who transferred from LSU last offseason. And it was a really, really rough year. I mean, he can't do anything but improve. There's nowhere but to go up for Lance Hurd. And part of that was health last year. He had surgery right before fall camp and just really set him behind the eight ball. And he spoke during Tennessee's media day here in Knoxville that he's better mentally, he's better physically, and he does look the part. But Tennessee really needs him to take a step forward. They need David Sanders Jr. to live up to the hype, and I think he will. I absolutely think he will. He is everything that they could have imagined, mentally, physically, as a leader. He's terrific. I expect big things out of him. The question is, who's going to play center, who's going to play right guard? You're replacing Cooper Mays, you're replacing Javonte Spraggins. Jesse Perry is a second-year player that has really been the buzz of camp the last week. It seems like he's come out of nowhere for us on the outside of the program to take over the right guard job and kind of steal it away from Notre Dame transfer Sam Pendleton, who's probably going to have to slide in and play center now. So the pieces are there is what I'm getting at, and I think that they will be better. But there are a lot of guys that, okay, you need them to take a step forward, and you need some transfers to fit in right away. You need some of your younger guys in the program. You need them to start developing. This is a crazy stat. Glenn Ellerbe, Tennessee's offensive line coach, they're going into year five now. This will be the first year Tennessee under Glenn Ellerbe has a high school signee start along the offensive line. And that kind of speaks to the frustrations along the offensive line with Tennessee fans the last couple of years. And it's an area they really need to be better at.
This is a defense that brings back quite a bit from a season ago. Jermard McCoy, one of the top defensive backs in all of college football. They've got some experience as the linebacker. They got experience at defensive line. So really, is this the most old school team in the SEC right now? This is a running defense kind of team, but that's not as we said a minute ago, that's really not what people think of. They think it's a flashy team. It's really blue collar. This defense, though, should be a really good one in the conference this year.
Yeah, I would be surprised if they struggled defensively. And kind of like what I was talking about the team overall, it's just a matter of how good defensively. And I do think that in order for Tennessee to have a successful season, the defense has to lead the way, very much like last season. And I think the recipe for success for Tennessee this season is the same. You got to run the football, and you got to play great defense. And I kind of think that they will. But the defense is going to be the strength of this team, and the strength of the defense will be the defensive front once again. And you talk about that old school personality defensively. It's because they have an old school defensive line coach who's been around the block in Rodney Garner from his days at Georgia, Auburn. I mean, he's arguably the best defensive line coach in the country, certainly in the conversation. And they are so deep and so talented along the defensive line. I think they're in for another huge year. Much was, or it was the same case last year where the defensive front led the way. And they are replacing quite a bit up front defensively, especially off the edge. And they've got the talent, but kind of like what I was talking about, the offensive line, they do have some guys on the edge. They're pass rushers that need to take a step forward with Joshua Josephs, Caleb Herring, Jordan Ross, former five-star from the state of Alabama. But on the interior, at defensive end, at defensive tackle, they have a lot of veterans and a lot of veterans that have improved over the course of their career. So you talk about that old school personality of wanting to stop the run. That's very much Rodney Garner. I would bet that Tennessee's defense is one of the few that does not have true two pass rushers on the field at the same time. They have their Leo position, which is their pass rusher. But then they have their strong side defensive end, which obviously a defensive end is going to try to get after the quarterback as well. But Rodney cares far more about stopping the run than getting after the quarterback. Getting after the quarterback is kind of the cherry on top. So very much old school in that way, to your point. And they've got some young linebackers that young and young linebackers that have played a lot going into their junior year is what I mean. Arian Carter, Jeremiah Telander, those guys have showed potential throughout the first 2 years, and two more guys that really need to take a step forward for this defense. And then the questions kind of are in the secondary. Jermaine McCoy coming off of an ACL, who starts opposite of him. Safety play has always kind of been a question under this defense. So a couple of questions here and there, but overall, there's a lot of talent and a lot of depth.
I mentioned David Sanders, the true freshman coming in. Who's another newcomer to this Tennessee team, as far as the freshmen go, that could make an impact for them?
Ooh, that's a great question. First name that comes to mind is Desaun Brame or Jack Van Dorsalier. And the reason I say two names is because they play the same position. They're two tight ends. And I kind of mentioned the receiver room being a big question mark for Tennessee right now. Jack Van Dorsalier and Desaun Brame, they look the part as freshmen already. I mean, Jack Van Dorsalier is from Texas, from South Lake Carroll High School, I believe is the name, a big powerhouse there in the state of Texas. And he looks like he's a junior already. And Desaun Brame, thanks to Uncrustables and a fourth meal a day, he's put on like 30 to 40 pounds. And it's gone from this kind of oversized wide receiver to this really athletic tight end that looks like it's going to be a weapon. So with the lack of receivers, I think the tight end room is really going to need to be a strength, as I mentioned. And then there's some guys up front defensively. I was talking about the defensive line a moment ago. There's some freshmen that's going to be able to crack the lineup there. Marion Dye, kind of a underrated recruit that I think is going to prove to be a gem for Tennessee and its class. So this recruiting class that Tennessee just brought in, it's a really good one. There's a lot of different ways I could go there. There's some, I kind of mentioned the question marks with receivers, but they do have three freshman receivers, Redarius Jackson being the main one, Travis Smith Jr. from the state of Georgia being the other, and Jahan Dotson from played down the road in Chattanooga. They really, really like those guys, and it sounds like they're having a nice start to fall camp. The question is just going to be how much can they produce as freshmen. So they love this freshman class that they have. It'll be interesting to see just how many guys can get on the field and have an impact year one. And they're a young team. 50% of their roster is, I think, second year players or less. So Josh Heupel's saying this year is young guys don't have time to be young. And that's because they're going to be relying on a lot of young guys at different positions.
September 27th, Mississippi State hosts Tennessee. One of the great college football days we're going to have this year, Ben. Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss, Arkansas, Notre Dame, Oregon, Penn State, Tennessee, Mississippi State. We'll see what that game means when we get there to the end of the month. Always a pleasure. Ben McKee, Go Vols 24/7. Always great stuff. Thanks for joining me, man.
Thanks, my friend.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.